B-Pod Studios.
I just want to say I love y'all show. I listen to y'all every morning.
Go honk your horn and flash your lights for the MRL show. We appreciate it.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lauren.
Wednesday, and we haven't done that in a long time, but we're doing it today with a little bit of a twist. There's a theme to today's Confession Wednesday, you guys.
Give us a phone call at 704-570-9595. You broke up with someone. You may not have told them the truth. So call us and tell us the real reason why you dumped someone.
That's the confession, Loren. Mm-hmm. You told them one thing, but tell us the real reason. You can remain anonymous, and even if you want a voice disguiser, if it's a good enough story, we'll put it up there. I mean, you have no idea how many times I just told someone, like, I'm just not ready for a relationship. And it was probably because I was interested in somebody else.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to say, like, hey, I got my eyes on someone else. First of all, can you even do that? Is that how do you do that without getting slapped, Loren?
Is that an acceptable way to break up with somebody? No.
Yeah.
You might want to just tell the little white lie.
Yeah, okay.
Listen, it's better for everyone.
Rachel, I really, really like you a lot, but man, this Caitlin is so hot. Ow! Roy, you got a list over there while producer Nicole gets some phone calls up. The real reason why you dumped someone, 704-570-9595, confess to us this morning.
Buddy, I don't have the list.
Oh, you lost? What?
I don't have the list.
No, you don't?
No, I do not.
That's because I have it. Sorry about that. Okay. This is according to the Whisper app. He had to set a reminder on his phone to brush his teeth, and he still barely did that. It was gross.
Ew.
Oh, my gosh. Our reaction was so big.
Ridiculous reasons why people dump someone. He had to consult his twin sister before we could make any decisions. He always took her side. It was so annoying and unattractive.
That is annoying. That reminds me of that show You. Season 2.
I dumped this dude for being totally obsessed with his car to the point where he'd whine about being broke. Then he'd buy some stupid new gadgets for his car, and he was too cheap to buy me anything, so I had to end it.
That's how I feel about video games.
So the whisper thing tells you the dumb reasons why they broke up with someone, but it doesn't tell you the reason they told that person.
Sure.
You know?
That's where we want you to give us a phone call at 704-570-9595 to kick off Confession Wednesday. We have Paula in Statesville.
Hi.
Hi, Paula. So tell us the real reason. Tell us, one, the reason you told them, and then tell us the real reason you dumped them.
Well, I told him that it was because I couldn't commit because there was a previous relationship that had ended badly, and I just sort of wasn't emotionally ready.
Okay.
But really, he just had such bad breath. Like, I put up with it for like 2 months, and I tried to get past it, but it was so bad.
Ooh, did you ever bring up to him that his breath stunk at all?
No.
No.
It's embarrassing for everyone.
It was so bad. Like, it smelled like he was eating poop for breakfast.
Ew.
It was bad.
That is gross, but I love your response to him. The real reason why you told him that, or the fake reason I should say, is because you couldn't get over your past relationship. Sorry, I just can't do this with you.
I did the whole "it's not you, it's me"
thing. Yeah,
but all along it was his breath. Thanks, Paula.
I've been there.
The "it's not you, it's me"
statement. Yeah, and it's not really me.
I know. If you are ever getting dumped and someone gave you that line, there's a real reason hiding.
Lies.
It's always a lie. Let's talk with Kyle in Kannapolis. What's the reason you told them, and then tell us the real reason?
Yeah, hey, guys. So I told my ex that we were breaking up because I got a new job, and it was a night shift, and I was like, I'm not going to have any time for you and anything like that.
Okay.
But the real reason was the first time we were moving furniture, she said, "I love you."
Oh.
And it freaked you out.
How quick into the dating did that get dropped?
That was like a week and a half.
Oh, yeah. That would scare me, too.
Do you blame her? She's probably trying to make some sort of an emotional connection after dating her for, I don't know, a week and a half.
Right, Lauren?
I don't know.
She doesn't know how to talk when that stuff's going on.
Yeah.
Let's not ruin this moment with words.
Oh, that's so funny, Kyle. And what'd you tell her?
I told her I got a new job. I wasn't going to have enough time to spend with her.
How'd you respond to the I love you? What'd you say back to that? Thanks?
I didn't say anything.
Great work?
I was just like,
great work. You just pretend like you don't hear her.
Is that okay?
You can say, I'm loving this, too. Because my move would be sometimes, Kyle, when I would date before I got married, obviously, I would say, I love being with you.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's pretty good, you know. But, like, a week and a half.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, Kyle. Tough. This is awesome. I'm loving this Confession Wednesday. Tell us what you told the person who you dumped, who you broke up with. You told them one thing, but you have to confess to us the real reason.
It's Confession Wednesday. We're taking your confessions free of charge. Get those skeletons out of your closet. Call KISS 704-570-9595.
So you told them one reason when you dumped them, but that's not the real reason. We want to know the real reason. Give us a phone call, 704-570-9595. The real reason why you dumped someone. We saw in the Whisper app of some of the crazy reasons why people broke it off. One of them was, I feel bad, but I broke up with him because he had braces and it hurt to kiss him.
Ooh.
another one, I couldn't handle how much he sweated. Couldn't make out or be intimate without being covered in sweat.
Oh. Ew. Pass. Hard pass.
Oh, yeah.
Come here, let me hug you, Loren.
Let's get you some D.O., dude.
You know, what's great is the Whisper app has given us the front end, but we really want the back end. Like, what is the real reason why you dumped them? And that's why we want you to call on Confession Wednesday.
704-570-9595 is the studio line. Bringing in Kelly from Rock Hill. You're on with the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Hi.
So what's the fake reason? And then tell us the real reason.
The fake reason was I told him that, you know, I was going to school and it was just too much for me. And it wasn't wanting a relationship, you know, I was just, you know, wanting to go to school and I just didn't have time.
Right. Slow things down.
Yeah. The real reason is that he showed me one night that he had a fake tooth. And he pulled it out, and it was his front tooth, and he had a fake one. I could never tell. And he pulled it, and he kept pulling it out, and I got freaked out.
I feel like that's maybe a card you got to hold until you know, like, you've got an established relationship. Because I could see that being a hard thing to move past.
My thing was in bed.
That's the second moving furniture phone call that we got where you couldn't get past something.
You would pop it out in bed?
I don't know.
Ooh. Maybe you'd take it out to go to bed.
Oh.
This is Hannah Roy. She texted us.
Okay, hey, Hannah.
Good morning.
So, Hannah, I was just going to tell Roy and Lorraine because I saw the text. You don't play on the front end. You're just dead honest with the guy.
I feel like for the most part, I owe them that at least. I mean, it's one thing if it's something involuntary like sweating. I might be a little bit kinder in those situations. But if I'm not interested, I have nothing to lose by telling you what exactly it is about you that's not working for me, because maybe that'll help you in your future relationship.
So what was it? Why'd you break up with him?
Oh, I mean, I'm sure, like, when I was in my early 20s, it was a handful of, you know, guys when you're dating that you just run into things. But I think the worst one was just, I was dating this guy who was just a stage 5 clinger.
Oof.
And he just was texting me nonstop and wanted to know where I was and what I was doing and why I was out with my friends. And so I just got to the point where I was straight up and just was like, listen, you're a stage 5 clinger. And it's kind of unattractive and this isn't going to work for me.
That's fair. That is fair.
Thanks, Hannah. Thanks for texting and listening to the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine show.
Wow, we just got a...
Thank you, guys.
All right, see ya.
A text message from 704. It says, I told a guy it wasn't working out, but I was actually pregnant with another guy's kid, and I just found out.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Let's talk with Mari and Charlotte.
Hey, guys.
Hi. So what's the fake reason you told him?
The fake reason I told him was I'm a single mom and I'm busy with school. And I just couldn't give him what he needed right now.
All right. Now on Confession Wednesday, confess the real reason. Or I'm sorry, what you really told him.
So, like, after we moved furniture one time, he got super emotional. And every time I would talk to him, he would talk to me in, like, a baby voice. Oh. Like, I would tell him I was going to come see him or something, and he would say, "Do you promise?" And it was, like, such a turnoff. Or he would just, like, call and be like, "I miss you so much." Like, it would be like a kid.
Oh. Like Adam Sandler. Young.
Did you miss me, Maury?
Oh, I couldn't get past that.
Where's my Maury?
Oh, thanks, Maury.
I don't blame you.
All right, Wendy in Fort Mill. You're on with the Mady Roy in the Red Morning Show.
Hey, guys. I told my ex that I was going to try to work on myself and I needed to gain some independence and work on some weight loss goals. But one night he had been drinking, and I woke up at 2 o'clock in the morning at the sound of water, and I sat up in bed and he was peeing in the corner of his room.
Oh.
At that point, the romantic light was turned off. There was no way I could be intimate with this guy anymore.
Yeah, I hear you.
Was he sleepwalking? Yeah. What?
Well, I don't know, because I screamed, and he turned around and goes, "What? It's my room."
Oh. I'm sure he was sleepwalking. Actually, a lot of guys do that.
What?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I haven't.
Thanks, Wendy.
I have an aunt whose husband used to do that, and when I slept at her house, I would always lock my door so he didn't come in and be in my room.
Oh, my gosh. That's crazy. Sarah in Monroe, we can't get to her, and Joe in Charlotte, but they are two good ones that we'll put on the Rap Party podcast that you should listen to.
You can download it by getting the MRL On Demand podcast. There's a link up at kiss951.com, or just search for it wherever you get your podcasts.